We are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone who answers the survey. What is your zip code?
53218.
Okay. Just to confirm, 53218. Am I correct?
Yep.
What is the year of your birth?
62.
Okay.
And who are you and where are you from?
We're located in Miami, Florida, and this survey is for efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president?
I'm not going for Donald Trump, so we can cut the chase. I won't be voting for that idiot.
Allow me to read the list. Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
So I thought this was for community issues. That has nothing to do with my community.
This is about, these are the questions from the survey.
Joe Biden, I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm black and I'm proud.
Okay. Are you registered to vote or, like many people, are you not registered?
I don't know anybody that's not registered. I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for office like the president and the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you both to in November 2024 elections? Would you definitely vote?
Of course, I'm going to vote.
Excuse me?
I'm definitely going to vote, but not for a felon.
How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? And allow me to read the options. Voting in person early, before election day. Voting in person on election day. Voting by mail, other.
I'll probably vote early.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate
None.
The amount of power of you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
0. White people run black neighborhoods.
Okay, but take a consideration that where 0 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
We don't.
Okay.
We have no power. White people run the black community. We have no power whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state.
I will be voting the highest level. I will vote.
Just allow me to read you the whole sentence.
Okay.
I was telling you that please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale of 0 to 10. When 0 means you are not at all motivated, to vote in this year, 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, and you may use any number between 0 to 10. I'm listening.
Oh, number 10.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable toward them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate it so. Now, allow me to read. Donald Trump.
Now, what is 0 again?
Okay, 0 means very cold and unfavorable.
0.
Okay. Josh Shapiro.
I'm kind of like Josh Shapiro. 8.
Okay. Barack Obama.
10, 10, 10.
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz, I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly. I can't remember. The name sounds familiar. I can see that face. I don't think I like him. 0.
Okay. Let's continue. On a scale of 0 to 10, in the past month, please rate how worried you have been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, allow me to read. Inflation and the recent cost of the goods and necessities.
10.
The conflict in Palestine.
10.
Russia profiling among police.
10.
The banning of Black history.
10, I'm very concerned about that.
Lack of dependable transportation systems.
8.
Okay. The availability of resources for K-12 education.
10.
Fighting discrimination and systematic racism.
10.
The affordability of housing.
10.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
10.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
10.
Facing federal legislations to protect voting rights.
10.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
10.
Election and voter fraud in the 2024 election.
That's no voter fraud. That's a lie. 3.
Okay. The crime rate in my community.
8. Not a lot of crime.
Okay. Let's continue. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Allow me to read. Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No, I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I would vote for Kamala Harris. I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump to be a dog catcher.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it's assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat motivated to vote? Make no difference?
What did you say?
Allow me to read it again. Not a problem. Allow me to read it again. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for the President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote? Or much less motivated to vote?
I'd be more motivated to vote. More motivated.
Okay, let's continue. Compared to the last month, are you feeling about the Democratic Party much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Make no difference? Somewhat less favorable? Or much less favorable?
What was the question?
Okay, let me read it again. Compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference?
Much more favorable.
Okay.
How many more questions we have? I have to go.
We're halfway through. I'll be reading as fast as I can, okay? No. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot? Some? Little? Or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some? Little? Or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describe her, only describes a bit, or it really does not describe her. Now, allow me to read. Locked up people that should not have been.
No, she's not locking up people. Hello?
What is your answer?
She's not locking up people that should not have been.
Okay, the available options are really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, really does not describe.
Does not describe.
Okay. Fights for people of color.
Yes, she will fight for people of color.
What is your answer?
She is more likely.
Okay. It's a political insider.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
It's progressive.
What is progressive? I didn't hear the question.
Okay. Is progressive.
What is progressive?
Okay, remember, I'd like to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris.
Oh, yes, she is very progressive, yes.
Okay. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy.
Yes, she's progressive.
Governs with kindness and compassion.
Yes. Compassion. Progressive, I'm sorry.
Represents the black community.
progressive.
Let's continue. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more, much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or not different. Now, allow me to read them. As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Look, let him say it, don't you say it, damn.
Yes, I would be favorable.
Okay. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, I think she's more progressive.
Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in the Black Study Group at UC Berkeley, now has the Afro-American Association.
Progressive.
Remember, the available options are much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable.
Yep. Much more favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now,
okay.
Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco. Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Very favorable.
Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Favorable. So we're going to have to cut this short. This is going on for almost a half hour.
We're almost done. Allow me to read the next one. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale of 0 to 10.
I'm going to vote. Whatever, 10.
Remember, when 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Yes, that's a 10.
Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, is that more of vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, well, hold on. Which of the following you say you are in the main sources of news? No, you can select up to 3. Allow me to read them. And you can stop any time if you want to choose any of them. Fox News, CNN, Twitter, Instagram, national newspapers, Snapchat, local TV news, family and friends. Network news has ABC, CBS, NBC, Facebook, local newspapers.
Friends, network, friends. I like that painting they got in that house. That's kind of cool, ain't it?
Could you please repeat your answer? I'm sorry.
I said network of friends.
Okay, one of them was family and friends, and the other one was network news.
Yes. Okay. Oh, family and friends.
Okay, I'll keep reading. I was on local newspaper, TikTok, local radio, MSNBC, other.
Other.
Remember, you can select up to three.
Oh, okay, so I will say network, family and friends, CNN.
Thank you. Let's continue. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential elections come up recently in these group chats? Allow me to read the possible choices. Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I do not
very
use
often.
Group chats.
Very often.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
Okay, this one will be the last one. Last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
No, 80,000.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion
Thank
is
you.
Very important.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.